world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, thanks for joining us here this morning. Show number, if I got it right, if the math is any good, 2,473. Man, I've been doing this a while. Is that right, Spence? Thumb up, 2,473 shows. Now, if I did that by 52 weeks, trying to figure out how long I've been doing this, are these shows all archived? Every one of them, are they archived someplace else? So we could go back someplace and look at the ones from way, way, way back when. We could go back 7 years ago. And you know, if we were to do that, wow, there they are. They're all there. Huh? Find out how right we've been. How right we've been. And you know, 2,400 videos. 2,400 videos. I've been doing this a while. Been doing this a while, folks. And, sometimes I feel like I'm going down a rabbit hole, but these things are all connected. Remember, the Bible tells us that we are not to be ignorant of his devices. And raise your right hand and say, if you would agree with me, that the churches never teach us what his devices are. We never see. And not only do we never see what his devices are, we're never taught how to counter them. In fact, for the most part, the church is told not to counter them, that we're going to be out of here soon, and that it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Real quickly, this pumped me up. I got this from Martin sent this to me today. Where is it? That's not it. Number five. Unbelievable. Ohio pastors, what? Pardon me, let me shake my head. Ohio pastors, what? Call on Kroger to end radical LGBT policy. What? Pastors? Huh? Scroll down a minute. Thanks, Martin, for sending me this. Coalition of 80 faith leaders from congregations across Ohio has appealed to the interim CEO of Kroger, the country's largest supermarket chain, to step back from supporting LGBT initiatives and remain neutral in the cultural war. Folks, what if the churches called for a boycott of Kroger's? Huh? In a letter dated August 6th, addressed to Ron Sargent, the clergy accused the Cincinnati-based company of alienating its core customer base by aligning with what they describe as diabolical and extremist positions associated with the LGBT movement. The signatories primarily from Presbyterian, Baptist, Foursquare, Lutheran, and non-denominational church. 80 of them, friends. 80 of them. Wow. The letter highlights Kroger's ongoing commitment to what the clergy called radical LGBT policies. Put this in the chat. This is unbelievable. Who are these guys? How do we get connected with these guys? They can bring Kroger to its knees. Oh, I got so much stuff. Lord, help me get all this stuff in for these folks today. Help me get it in. Spencer, put that. Pastors? 80 pastors? 80 pastors calling out Kroger. Now, if they just go into the pulpit and say, don't shop at Kroger, it's over. Great. It would be over. Those 80 pastors all went into their churches and said, don't shop at Kroger. It'd be over. We don't have any idea the power that we don't play together. Proverbs 14, where we are today, staking is expanding. It's unbelievable. It's important that we continue to talk about it and we continue to do it. Look, but I'm not going to dedicate my whole show every day to staking. Not going to do it. You know to do it. Some of you are doing it. Carry those rocks with you. Proverbs 14. This is how I know that God is real, because the wisdom of these proverbs, no man could come up with this, folks. No man. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish one plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in uprightness fears the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despises him. Wow. In the mouth of fools is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean. You don't have to clean out the crap. There aren't any oxen in there. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. In other words, the ox is going to make a mess and you got to be ready to clean it up. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and doesn't find it. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Wow. What did we talk about yesterday? The natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit, neither can he. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. Friends, one of the greatest advices I got when I was coming out of college, my first coaching job, somebody told me, don't get in a pissing contest with a skunk. Hey, Ray, give me a thumb up on that one. It says right here, get away from the foolish man. Don't stand there and argue back and forth with a foolish man. When you run into somebody and they don't understand the grooming of children, you're wasting your time. When people are making defense for it, just walk away from it. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of the fool is deceit. See, the fool follows lies, doesn't even know that he is. A man can be a woman can be a man. A baby's not a baby. You can kill it, it's not really a woman's choice to murder, right? Huh? Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous is favor. Scroll down, Spence. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and the stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. Wow, I could preach on every one of these. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown. What? Yeah, but the tabernacle of the righteous shall flourish. It seems to me that the home of the wicked are supposed to be overthrown. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Can you imagine taking a 16, 17-year-old kid, giving them transgender surgery, and they have to live like that the rest of their lives? Can you imagine that? It's ways of death, folks. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful. Wow. And the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believe every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Hey, my life changed when I realized the guy in the pulpit wasn't always right. But the simple believeth every word. You see this, folks? A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Are you watching some of these wicked, wicked women in Congress and some of the things, the rage that they have? Why? Because they've departed. They don't have any wisdom. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. I'll speed up here. I could preach on every one of these. The simple inherit folly. Listen, the simple inherit folly. Talking to the prisoners. Children talking to children. But the prudent are crowned with knowledge. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? You're surrounded by people who don't get it. No matter what, they don't get it. They inherit folly. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. Oh, yeah. Isn't it amazing all those conspiracy theories that are coming true? All that COVID stuff being exposed? All that stuff that we were saying being exposed? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The poor is hated. The poor, wow, is hated even of his own neighbors. Oh, but the rich have many friends. Isn't that true? Because why? If your neighbor can't do anything for you, he's a burden to you. Oh, but if he can help you, he got a big house. Come on. He that despises neighbors sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. See, people are poor for lack of knowledge, folks. A lot of reasons. But do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that deviseth good. Hey, Ray, mercy and truth come in your way because you devise good. In all labor there's profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. It's like, penury? What the heck is penury? Better look that up, Spencer. What's penury? Because why? Talk of lips leads only to penury, which I think is just empty talk, I think. Penury. Yep. All want of property, indigence, extreme poverty. All innocent, they were exposed to hardship and penury, poverty. Oh, man, the lips tendeth only to poverty. The crown of the wise is the riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. And the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Ready? The fear of the Lord is a foundation, a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Pardon me, when's the last sermon you had in your church on the fear of the Lord? We're about the love of God and the blessings of God and wants you to prosper. It's a fountain of life. Fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of prince. Ooh, that happened to me. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, oh my goodness, the rottenness of the bones. Is there anything more devastating than envy? Greed, envy? Well, rottenness of the bones, it says. He that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he that honoreth him have mercy on the poor. If you're a servant of God, you have mercy on the poor. You don't reject them. You've been taken captive by Satan at his will. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Wow. Loose lips sink ships. Righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Hey, Betty, any sin going on in Washington, D.C., I wonder? Any sinning going on? It's a reproach to any people, isn't it? Threw God out, not even mention the name of God anymore. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Help us, Lord. Mel's mom's getting better. Mel's mom's getting better. Just continue to pray. Just pray for her. Mel's mom. Mel's family. I want to talk a little bit about staking, but not so much now. This is important. I think the Lord gave me this. We're moving for 10 years. I was talking about that with Michelle about going to conferences, and the conferences are popping up everywhere. Just go to Facebook and look at all the conferences that are popping up. They've been going on for 10 years, at least 10 years. And I'm not being critical of anyone having a conference, okay? Please, please, not. But I'm going to continue to ride this horse. Faith without works is dead. I don't care how much you know about what's going on in the culture. If you don't counter it, if we don't have a plan to stop it, then the conference missed an opportunity. Missed an opportunity. We got 500 people in this room. We have all these great speakers. When we leave here, what are we going to do? And I've been asking myself, this kind of personal, but I consider a lot of you family. I feel like I'm stuck in the mud. Me, I'm talking about me. I have so much to share, and I'm stuck in the mud. And this morning, I asked the Lord, why I got so much to say? How come nobody wants to hear me say it other than on the show, talking about being invited to conferences? You understand what I'm talking about? And I think part of it is because I am calling for action. When I speak, I call for action. I don't tell everybody what's going on. They already know that. We already know it, don't we? We already know it. What are we going to do about it? Somebody, I'm looking at all of you here. Let me ask you something. If your pipes burst, do you go to a conference on burst pipes? How they burst and how to repair them? Or do you stop the water? If your house is burning, do you go to a conference on how to put out fires, or you put out the fire? You with me, friends? And I've been trying for a long, long time to move us into action. And they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They want more head knowledge. All I need to hear, I look at what Ray LeBlanc is trying to do in Wisconsin. Paul said, this one thing I do. And Ray right now says, I'm going to stop the grooming of children in our town. It's a crime. I'm going to stop it. And Ray, what does everybody else want? When you go to the city council and you bring it up and you say your 5 minutes, what do they say? Thank you, Mr. Ray. Thank you, Mr. LeBlanc. Next, who's next with their 5 minutes? Right? Is that the way it works, Ray? Is that the way it works? You get pretty to say much. Your 5 minutes, then somebody else gets to say their 5 minutes, then somebody else gets to say their 5 minutes, then somebody else gets to say their 5 minutes, and those guys just sit up in front and just look at you, like, right? Amen? Anybody with me? Anybody with me? But I want to encourage you this morning. He said, Lord told me this, gave me this one. He said, we're moving to a plan execution stage. Did you guys get that? An execution of the plan stage. Now, you can say whatever you want to. You can be as critical as you want to. I don't care. You got to, folks, you got to admit something. This group is moving and doing something. Somebody give me an amen. You don't just come in here every day and hear me tell you how bad everything is, although I do. But you hear me come in here and say, what are we going to do about it? And Randy says, let's do this. And Craig says, let's do this. And Dave Allison says, let's do this. And the next thing you know, we're doing this. Everywhere we look, we're doing it. Why? Because God is moving us. Ooh, I got a goosebump. Into a plan execution stage. And we're seeing it all around us, and we don't understand exactly what it is that's going on around us. Boy, I got some stuff I want to show you today. Do I have time to do it? Let's do this real quickly. Number three. Put it at 1.5 speed. We won't play it all. Huh? But this is what's going on. I'm telling you right now, this is what's going on. Do we have it, Spence? Did I send you a bad link? Go ahead, man.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the times they are changing.
Wow. Huh? Wow!
Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing.
Wow!
Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. Line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Wow, okay, get it off. Is that unbelievable? Huh? How long ago was the civil rights movement, 1964? Was that when it launched? 60, 64? How long ago was that? 60, that'd be 40 years to 2000. That'd be 20, 60. It's an entirely entire generation. And the times, they are changing. Pull up number two. Here, you want to know? Times, they are changing. It's everywhere you look. It's everywhere you look. They're rattling the cages. The Teamsters have become Republicans. Huh? Can anybody out there ever imagine that sound you hear is my union dad rolling over the grave because Teamsters are now Republicans? I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. See, these signs are everywhere. We just don't get it. Pull up number four. Okay, Ray, play it.
Editing is now officially in our meat industry. Lobbyists what? For the cattlemen and pork associations in several states have confirmed that they will be using the mRNA COVID vaccines on their livestock. Attorney Tom Renz has been warning that there is no law requiring anyone to give informed consent for vaccine food. There are no laws requiring anyone to tell you the food you are buying has been vaxxed with the spike protein clot shot. The UK recently passed into law the Genetic Technology Precision Breeding Bill. The bill amends the Environmental Protection Act of 1990 to exclude references to precision bred organisms so far as they relate to marketing. Precision bred organism is another term for gene edited. So now in the UK, food that's been gene edited can be legally marketed as non-GMO. And if this UK gene edited meat makes its way to America, it can be labeled non-GMO here as well. And so long as it's butchered in America, it can be labeled product of USA. The fake alternative meat being pushed by Bill Gates and others is made of immortal cell lines.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's why we don't buy store-bought beef. We don't buy beef from Kroger's. Okay, Hank, stay right there. Go back. I know you want to get in. I want you to get in here. But I just got some good stuff. I just got to share it with you, okay? Bear with
me. Keep on going, Coach.
I will. I'm going to keep on. I got some good stuff today, baby. I just got some good. Pull up for me. Let me see. Make sure I get the right one here. Oh, yeah. Do that one. Pull up 5A. You know what? As you're pulling it up there, Spencer. The kings of this earth, Psalm 2, set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. You understand this? You understand the deep state is demonic? You understand that? You understand because American Christianity has pulled back and told us to go stay in your churches. Separation between the church and state. Don't bring your morality here. Get Jesus out of government. That nature loves the vacuum. And what has come in? Satanism through the Masonic. Play this.
Through his agent Satan, set man free from this garden by giving him the gift of intellect. Through the use of intellect, man will conquer the earth, will conquer nature, and will himself become God. It's taught in every Masonic temple in this land, every secret brotherhood, every secret society, every mystical temple, every occult organization teaches the Luciferian philosophy. At the highest level, their goal is to create a world in which the adepts, the thousand points of light, working behind the veil to create the culmination of the great plan, can realize the ultimate happiness for mankind. Their whole purpose throughout history has been to teach a small number of people how to become adept at controlling everyone else and presenting their societies as desirable to the profane so that you'll go knock on the door and say, hey, can I be a member and be initiated with the promise of learning some great secret. What is that secret? The secret is what I have just told you this morning. The secret is how to control everybody else. Lucifer,
through there you go. The secret is how to control everybody else. All right, pull that one up. Pull that one up. Say which one. This one. Let me click here so you make sure I'm getting the right one for you. Masonic. Yeah. That's it. Pull that up. Which one? Say, Coach, which one are you talking about? 5A, is that it? Let me see if that's it. Yeah. Okay, now, folks, put it at 1.5 speed. I'm going to play just a few minutes of this, and I'm going to put it in the chat. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's why we're staking. Are you staking your Masonic temples? Are you staking the churches? Are you staking your governments, which are controlled by the Masonic? You say, well, Coach, my daddy was a Mason. They were doing good things, you know? All right. Go ahead and play this.
Next guest says that everyone is missing the true intention of Trump locking down Washington, D.C., trying to federalize the police force there and take things over, trying to eradicate crime. He says to pay attention to Trump's words. In yesterday's press release, Trump said, quote, "I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back," end quote. Dr. Michael Sala says everyone is missing the real story here. There is a hidden intent in his press briefing to liberate Washington, D.C. from the satanic forces that have run D.C. since.
Talking about the satanic forces that have run D.C. Go ahead.
It's establishment. And Dr. Sala says it all has to do with the Freemasons that built Washington, D.C. and were infiltrated by dark forces. So to help educate us on this topic and dive deep on this, so many people have been asking. Bring up the Masons on a regular basis in our comments feed. Dr. Michael Sala. Michael, it's great to see you again. We haven't seen you in quite a while. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be back.
So can you explain, as we look at this unfinished pentagram here on the show, on this map, can you explain to me, like, first of all, what are we looking at here, and why do you think that this is a deeper move by President Trump to stop these demonic forces in Washington, D.C.?
Well, that dates back to the design of Washington, D.C. by a French architect, Pierre L'Enfant, who was a Freemason. And the Freemasons understood the power of symbols, occult symbols such as the pentagram, which is a way of being able to create a power vortex for various ceremonies. And so as far as the Freemasons associated with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were concerned, they thought that this Freemason symbol would kind of like help establish or promote their idea of the New Atlantis, that America was the New Atlantis. It would be...
Freeze it. I'm going to put it in chat. Listen to me. We don't understand that these... Craig can take us deeper on this. But we don't understand that these places are demonic cell towers, for lack of a better term. They're demonic cell towers. Power flows through these obelisks, these structures. We don't want to believe this. We don't want to believe it. No, we don't want to believe it because why? We're not taught about it anymore. We're not taught about it. Remember, we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, yet we are. One of the main things that he's using is the Masonic. Play a couple more minutes.
A place of high technology, abundance, and show the way for the rest of the planet. But what happened was that the Freemasons were infiltrated at the higher levels, and this is something that I've been able to confirm, that Freemasonry today at the 33-degree level, those that achieve that rank typically have very positive views about Freemasonry and helping establish their goals, their positive goals. But at that level, 33rd degree, they are introduced to the deeper, darker mysteries, and they swear allegiance to these satanic forces. And these satanic forces are connected to extraterrestrial life that many Freemasons at that higher level believe are who it was that established the ruling bloodline families going all the way back to Sumeria, Babylon, and so forth. And so these ruling bloodline families, they believe that they are the direct descendants of the gods or the Anunnaki, the fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, and that those who are worthy of the truth will be initiated into those truths. So that's how they established secret societies.
Did you guys catch that? Did you catch what he just said? That at the heart of the Masons, this Masonic spirit is the Nephilim, the fallen angels. Did anybody pick that up other than me? Move that back there. Just move that back just 30 seconds. Listen again. No, not that far. There you go. Listen.
Who it was that established the ruling bloodline families going all the way back to Sumeria, Babylon, and so forth. And so these ruling bloodline families, they believe that they are the direct descendants of the gods or the Anunnaki, the fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, and that those who are worthy of the truth will be initiated into those truths. So that's how they established secret societies. But it is something that is segregated from the most practitioners of Freemasonry who know nothing about this up until the 33-degree level. And if they progress beyond that, then they're initiated into... The kind of satanic practices that are what enables a lot of these ruling bloodline families to get their power and to control the rest of the world.
Wow. So okay, stop. Okay, folks, you got to watch it. Put it in the chat. You got to watch it. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to open it up. I got more, but folks, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Do you think that the average person, I'm talking about me, the average person you go to church with has any idea? The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities, powers, evil spirits in high places, weapon our warfare, not carnal, mighty through God to pull down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing, exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing in obedience, the obedience, bringing in captivity, obedience. Do we have any idea what that means? We have any idea in American Christianity what that means? That that American Christianity is being overthrown by the occult, the kings of this earth who've set themselves, and with a wrestle not against flesh and blood, the battle has never changed. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman, the seed just changes shapes and forms and identities. And the church is miles and miles behind. We're talking about getting blessed and financial blessings and what? We are in the battle for all creation right now. Right now we are. And the whole world groaneth, the Bible says, waiting for the manifestation of God's folk to show up. 80 pastors. How hard would that be? Get 80 pastors. How about if everyone in your town, hey, Ray, what if every pastor in your town said, no grooming here. No grooming here. No grooming here. Would it end? Yeah. Hey, Ray, are they falling in line to support you, brother? Are they calling you and say, hey, Ray, how do we get involved? Hey, Ray, when are you going to go to the next meeting? We'd love to go with you. Hey, Ray, how can we help you? Are you getting those calls, Ray?
I did get a couple, yeah.
Well, good. Good. Keep after it then, man. Huh? Randy, come on in.
So, Coach,
I'm opening it up now. Anybody wants to, come on in now. Come on.
So, should we focus on trying to catch the church up, or should we focus on doing the job?
Yeah, we can't catch them.
And then just letting them see the outcome and see the fruit of it. And over time, you know, maybe some of them will be shamed into be doing something for the kingdom.
Randy, we are in the plan execution stage. That's what we are.
Yeah, yes.
We have a plan. Let's execute it.
So, Coach, so I look back at the last 10 years of what I've done, and, you know, it's been kind of lonely, but, but Coach, there's a lot of people that's catching on now. I mean, when I started doing the courthouses, even in this queue here, everybody probably was wondering, like, what in the heck is that? What are you doing? I mean, why are you doing that? Well, just the simple act of us being obedient is what produces people, followers down the road. So it still comes down to our obedience in the moment right now, today, is what's going to change it later in the course. That's what it comes down to. Ray, doing what he's doing in Wisconsin, it's small. It's a small beginning, Coach. But in 10 years, what's it going to look like?
That's right.
It's going to be a fire. It's going to start a movement, maybe. You know, we don't know. This is all about the a reawakening. It's about the kingdom of God. It's more than just occupation. This is conquest, Coach. This is a campaign of the Holy Spirit that says, this is my land, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all those who dwell in it. And for us to understand the will of God, Coach, that's why I get up and do it again today and tomorrow.
Amen.
Because I understand that is his will, Coach.
Hey, we're not making money either, huh? Oh, boy, I got... Control top down. We're living in a top down controlled culture, folks. You know this to be true. You can't do anything in your church without the approval of the pastor. You know that. What if the pastor, we don't know. We don't know what the agenda of a pastor would be. We would hope their heart would be pure. But is your pastor having financial issues in his own life? And so he's going to play it safe. So nobody leaves? Is your pastor aware that one of the big donors sitting on the front row's son is gay? You going to go there? And that the other guy sitting on the other end of the bench, like his daughter just had an abortion. Pastor going to go there? Do you understand? Do you understand outside influences? I feel it sometimes here. Say, gosh, should I go there, Lord? Boy, it's gosh. Ooh, it's going to cause a mess. Should I go there? Man, oh, man, oh, man. Jack, come on. I'll shut up. I'll try to shut up the rest of the way. Go ahead, Jack.
Oh, no, don't shut up, Coach. Keep hammering it. Look, one of the answers to your questions is why people don't want to hear or what they don't want to hear. That term, plausible deniability.
Yeah,
always there. It's always.
Hey, Jack, you see a lot of that going on in the government, don't you? A lot of plausible deniability going on right now in Washington, isn't there?
Oh, it's everywhere. And the other thing is, at the bottom line on your shirt says, conservatism is fake salt, right?
Pretend salt. Yep.
Well, yeah, pretend salt. Okay. So what's that really mean? I've been thinking about that a lot. What's that really mean? It means that conservatives don't conserve, liberals don't liberate, conservatives enslave you with debt, and liberals enslave you with welfare. It's all slavery.
And
end of rant.
Yeah. Words have meaning, man. Eileen.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everyone. Real quick, I have two things. Number one, somebody just said to me, I told you earlier in the week that I went to the city council meeting to expose the corruption of the city manager. And somebody just said to me, you know, Eileen, since you've been going, more people have been coming to the city council meeting. I said, well, so just taking off what Randy said, our job is to be obedient and be the example, and then they will come, because you know most people are lazy or afraid. Bingo.
Amen.
Now, and what happened, did you see, with the former CEO of Kroger getting sued by Jewel, and he abruptly resigned?
Amen.
Before this lawsuit. And now the judge, I believe in Ohio, is ordering him to disclose why he abruptly resigned. And he also waived all of his retirement, pension, and stock options. So I guess we're going to find out. Maybe.
Something happening here. What it isn't exactly clear, right, Eileen?
Oh, yeah. But eyes of understanding, divine knowledge.
Amen. Thank you. Who we got here? We got Ray. Come on, Ray. And Clint.
Yeah. Eileen, that was good what you just said about getting into the city council meetings. It starts off in these small beginnings, but these 80 pastors that are coming up against Kroger, this had to have been in the works for a little bit. There's some communications going on. It's like the you know, the poor prophet saying, I'm the only one out here, Lord. I'm all by myself. He's not. Nah, you're not. I got 7,000 you don't even know
Amen,
about.
Baby.
I got your backs covered, guys. Just keep pushing your own plow down your own road. It all start coming. You just be faithful in what I've given you. I've been doing this against these drag queens for 4 years now, and it's like when you first started, Coach, I remember you said you went down to Chad's place, start up a Salt and Light Brigade meeting, and nobody showed up, you and Rusty and Chad. And then finally Glenn and Karina shows up right at the end.
Right.
And now look at it. So, you know, we got to give it time to grow, you know. So
Glenn and Karina are still with us, man. Still with us. Hey, Spencer, right now, I just sent you a very short video. Get that thing ready to go. Pastor Clint, come on in.
You know, you talked about pastors that looked and, you know, seen people out there and they tithe and this. They need to ask themselves one question. Are they pastors and preachers of the gospel? Or are they hirelings? That's what the Bible calls them, hirelings. And if you're a hireling, you need to step down, because the Bible says that we will have the greater condemnation if we don't preach the gospel like we're told to.
But Pastor Clint, you would attest to, as a pastor, how long have you been a pastor, Clint?
I don't know, 25 years, I guess, a little over 25 years.
You would let everybody know here that these pressures I'm talking about are true, aren't they? Aren't they?
Yeah, yes.
You don't want to get in the pulpit and piss off the big donor.
Right. And, you know, and I've done it. We had this lawyer one time, and he came in and had one guy wanted to buy me a new car, and I wouldn't let him. I said, look, I'm not going to be under your thumb like that.
Yes, sir.
I'll buy my own car. But, you know, that's what Satan tries to do. And that's why if I was a pastor, I would never live in the church's house, because think about the pressure it is. You're going to lose not only your job, your salary, but lose your house. And so, you know, how difficult is it to resist? And you know, I've been concerned when I would make people mad. This particular lawyer got mad because I preached against homosexuality. And, you know, I just told him, don't bring his opinions. Said, I want to meet you in the office, but bring your Bible, not your opinions. And, you know, you do think about, well, what's going to happen? But, you know, that a long time ago, I turned that church over to the Lord. I said, God, if it fails, it's you. If it makes it, it's you. So I don't have it any other way. But it is hard. Mm. And I see where they're going. But every pastor needs to understand the Bible says they will be under the greater condemnation if they don't do what the Lord has them to do. If they are hirelings, I'm not going to have those eternal consequences. Not going to do it.
Amen, Clint. So here I got up on the screen right now, the movie Hoosiers. I love the movie Hoosiers. A lot of good stuff in there. So here it is, folks. Here it is. Now the guy, if it's on your screen right now, they just hired Gene Hackman to be the basketball coach, right? And Gene Hackman comes in and does what all good coaches do. He turns the program inside out, upside down, flips everything over. They've always lost. If we keep doing what we've always done, we're going to get what we always got. So Gene Hackman says, we're going to change some things here. And so here's the elder. Here's the lead elder holding the basketball. The lead elder at the church who hired the pastor, Gene Hackman. And here is one of the greatest. This is it. Play it. Go ahead and play it.
He's into it real slow. Got my first game less than 2 weeks away. Well, first of all, let's be real friendly here, okay? My name is Norm. Secondly, your coaching days are over. Look, mister, there's two kinds of dumb. A guy that gets naked and runs out in the snow and barks at the moon, and a guy who does the same thing in my living room. First one don't matter, the second one you kind of forced to deal with.
Trensley, that's some sort of threat.
I don't know why Cletus drug your tired old bones in here. He must have owed you something.
Yes. Yeah, right? Hide my sin. Hide my sin. You go ahead and expose everything. But you don't be talking about that, dude. This is the elder at the church to the pastor. Dr. Paul.
Just kind of want to give you an update in case you haven't known. Carrie was supposed to go to Nigeria. And it's not a good place for a woman to go to. And she got to the airport and decided that she's going to listen to that small, still voice and did not go.
Awesome.
And I'll be honest with you. I think we all have to, you know, suck up our pride sometimes and ask ourselves, are we getting into a situation like, you know, January 6th again or whatever? Yeah. So I just keep that in mind. The other thing, I'm going to post this. The Ninth Circuit Court 2 weeks ago came up with the mandates again. So they're allowing again the government to mandate vaccines and all medical procedures. So just keep that in mind.
Kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
Yeah. And so we know about it, so it's not going to happen. So what we do here is we talk about it, and then we act on it, and we spread it. And I think that's the key here. Anyway, God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen. Somebody comment in. I'm looking for something I got to show you. I'm looking for something I got to show you. Somebody, come on, somebody. Somebody jump in here. Jump in here while I look. Judah, come on in, Judah.
Yeah, this is fabulous, and it's right on track. And Paul hit it on the head, too. And, hey, Coach, you always say about what's the action plan? What are people going to do? And if we're watching and zooming out, we're seeing the plan in effect. What's the initial thing people do when the pipes burst? You got to shut off the water.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go back to looking how the piping was laid out in the U.S. directly,
right?
The Masons went through and identified the gospel and how it was able to bring light to the world. And what they did is they went in and they shut off books of the Bible. They came up with the Scofield version. And Albert Pike, at that point, started infiltrating every single sect of the church to overtake it. So I tell you, I mean, there's a lot of pastors, you know, for example, you go to Oral Roberts University and you become ordained.
In that theology, whatever that theology is, you leave there with that theology.
And when you leave there with that theology, you then are looking for a J-O-B, a job. You're a hireling. What's a hireling? It means that you are part of a corporate structure that says, now you will do what we tell you to do, and you won't say what we won't tell you to say.
Mm.
And you will pay a due. And the thing is that people don't understand this structure within the Mason network. And if they can keep it hidden through oaths and secrets for so long, other people won't identify and know about it because they just can't talk about it. Or if they do talk about it, their oath is to death.
Mm.
That's why it's not known. Thank God Sheila Holm just wrote a book, The Eternal Plan. I think it was chapter 18 or 19. She just went through there. And she explains clearly how to shut off the water. It's fabulous. And I go back and I look at this, what General Flynn's been doing with Trump, with Kellogg, with other generals. And what they're doing, if you look at it, they're shutting off the water. You know, what's the water?
Yep.
Someone kept telling us to watch the water. Yeah. What is the water? What's controlling these churches? What's controlling these governments? The Federal Reserve.
Oh boy.
Cut off the water, we're talking about U.S. Treasury dollars. We got to turn off the spigot of the Federal Reserve dollars.
Yes, sir.
And so, obviously, this comes back to a gospel topic. And Paul talked about it. Who's been funding and fueling the Federal Reserve?
Mm.
The Rockefeller Foundation, which is the United States industrial military complex, which is also the medical military industrial complex. That's pharmakia.
Yeah, but ultimately, it's the kings of this earth, folks. The king, Psalm 2. The kings of the earth have set themselves.
Correct. And what's happening now is they're going for the gauntlet to shut off their water.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so hang on. Judd, I got to get this in there, okay? Spencer, real quickly, go to stevequayle.com. Steve Quayle's a friend, a personal friend of mine. I'm not dropping names. I love Steve Quayle. I go to Steve Quayle every morning. He's always got good stuff. But I got to show you something here today that really... Scroll down a minute, Spence. When you go to Steve Quayle, he picks some articles. Go on down a little bit more. He'll have a list of articles, news. Keep going. You'll see it when you're there. There it is. So these are some things he highlighted today. So I go through this morning. It says, Trump No, that's not what it. Trump has great relationship with God. See it about half. Next one above it, right above it. I saw that. Said Trump has great relationship with God, and then Quayle says by his own admission, Trump has never repented or asked God to forgive him. That he has a great relationship with God. I thought, what's that? Click on that. So that's what I did. I clicked on it, and Trump has a. So you, I'm not going to play the whole thing. You can do it if you want to. They do an interview with Trump, talking about his relationship with God, and then I look, folks. 9 years ago. This video's 9 years old. Why would we be promoting a nine-year-old video about Trump's spiritual conversion? If Trump had a spiritual conversion, it's been in the last few years, not 9 years ago. Are you the same person you were 9 years ago? All I'm saying is we have to be very, very careful what we take in. Because I was watching this, I thought, man, wow. Play it. Just play it. Because you're going to hear him talk about having a really good relationship with God. Good. Real quick.
Let's talk about the race here in Iowa. It's getting really, really competitive. Very neck and neck between you and Cruz. There's an entity called God for forgiveness. Do you regret making that remark?
No, I have great relationship with God.
Go back a little bit.
Somebody asked him, do you think it's you? And he went, believe me. After I saw that, I said, it's him. He shouldn't be doing that. Very unethical.
Well, let me ask you, because one of the potential attack lines has to do with an answer you gave to Frank Luntz months ago when you said that you've never asked God for forgiveness. Do you regret making that remark?
No, I have great relationship with.
This is 9 years ago. 9 years ago. Go back just 10 seconds.
Answer you gave to Frank Luntz months ago when you said that you've never asked God for forgiveness. Do you regret making that remark?
No, I have great relationship with God. I have great relationship with the evangelicals. In fact, nationwide, I'm up by a lot. I'm leading everybody. But I like to be good. I don't like to have to ask for forgiveness. And I am good. I don't do a lot of things that are bad. I try and do nothing that's bad. I live a very different life than probably
okay, so
a lot of people.
Hang on. Hey, folks, does this sound like a guy to you who understands being born again? This 9 years ago, does this sound like a guy? Huh? In fact, I would say what Trump is saying is probably what about 70% of American Christians would say. I'm a good person. I try to be a good person. Right? So we got to understand the depth of the wickedness that's out there. Man, oh, man. I don't think, I won't say that. I'm about out of time. This will be our greatest hour, friends. This will be our greatest hour. And we'll tell you something. You and me have been taught a lot of stuff that's not true. We've been taught a lot of stuff that's not true in our churches, from our pastors. Everything you know, you learned from someone else. Everything I know, I learned from someone else. And it's a matter who has your ear. Quickly, Paul.
I'll wait till the after show, coach.
Okay. So we're not to be ignorant as I. P.S. Go ahead, quickly. Go ahead.
God sends a savior, but they don't like his packaging. God sends you a warrior, and they don't like his packaging.
That's a good line, man. Huh? God sends the world a savior, and we don't like the package. And God sends us a warrior, and we don't like the package. Vinny, that's a boom. See you tomorrow.